This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You brush your teeth.
Thanks to the boys from Hamster Dental.
Very cute.
Looking after us here at Mad Wednesday, and we in turn are trying to look after our teeth.
Well, hey, I mean, these things don't just happen.
No, apparently not. Dean keeps telling me I need to floss more.
Is that a read?
Well, he told me...
We've got guests coming in. Get it together.
No, I think all is fine in the hygiene front, but he said I should floss after every meal. And I said, Dean, I couldn't possibly floss eight times a day.
No one does that. I just got that cute.
Yeah, no. I've told that joke a million times on air, but, you know. Now, speaking of Dean, which we've been doing a lot because we do miss him. Robbie and Tom, no relation here, but we do miss our regular co-host, Dean. Now, Dean caught up, the magic of radio has caught up with Kate Wickett from Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Because they're in the middle of a very exciting process.
Well, they are because, I mean, I thought I was being such an adult and getting all together and being like, I'm going to plan for Mardi Gras next year. And then I see they're like planning for Mardi Gras 2023.
How great is that? So World Pride is a thing that takes place all over the world, and Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras have put in a bid for World Pride 2023. Would be great. How great would that be?
No, it'd be amazing. I think, you know, it's something that we sort of see these big events happening. And yes, our Mardi Gras is amazing. I would say, you know, on par with some of the best celebrations in the world.
It's got to be up there with gay celebrations.
Yeah, right? But I think it would bring like a real focus to Australia to have World Pride here.
Mm.
I think the most recent one was in New York. And God knows, I mean, it doesn't take much of an excuse for New York to get on the map. But everyone was there. It was a happening place. And so to have that in our backyard, you know, it'll finally make us actually... like Sydney and be like, oh, yeah, we're part of Sydney. We're fine with that. We're good. Yeah, Sydney friends. Come on, let's get together.
100%. But, you know, it will be, it'll be the first time that it's ever in the Southern Hemisphere too. So I think it feels like a really good, solid choice. If you want to be World Pride, it's got to be... it's going to be the whole world, right?
You do the 15-hour flight for once.
So that interview is coming up.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. It's Dean in the studio, and I'm in the studio with Kate Wickett, the co-chair of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Hello, hello.
Hi, Dean. How are you going?
Oh, I'm great. Now, the last time we spoke to you, you were in New York for the 50th anniversary of Stonewall at New York Pride, and that was when we launched Sydney's bid for a World Pride application, wasn't it?
That's right. We launched it in terms of going to New York and advocating and meeting with a variety of different groups and organisations. We had the opportunity to speak at the embassy in New York and met with a number of the InterPride members who were also attending World Pride. So it was quite an intense week, a combination of meetings and looking at different functions and venues, and of course doing all that special research for what World Pride in Sydney in 2023 could look like.
Yeah, well, with everyone always focusing on their own Pride celebrations in their own state or city or country, a lot of people might not understand what World Pride actually is.
Sure. So World Pride is an event that is owned and licensed by a group called InterPride. InterPride is the International Organisations of Pride Organisations. Sorry, I'll say that
I
again.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
InterPride is the International Association of Pride Organisations, and we, Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, have been a member for a couple of years, but InterPride is definitely North American centric. World Pride has never been hosted in the Southern Hemisphere, and we think it's time that it does come to the Southern Hemisphere. If InterPride are a global organisation, they need to be a global organisation. That's exactly right.
It was so exciting at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras this year when it was actually announced that this bid was being put in and the support was being put towards it. But it's a huge undertaking to do a bid like this. It doesn't just take a small little team. It kind of takes all of us to support Sydney in this bid.
That's right. And we're very cognizant that this is not just a bid about Sydney. This is a regional bid. This is much more than Sydney. This is about all of Australia, and in particular, it's about the Asia-Pacific region.
Yeah.
What we know is that the Asia-Pacific region is home to a number of countries where there are still significant issues, equality issues in the region. And we think World Pride's a great opportunity to shine a light on those issues. As I said, it's very much a regional pitch and is more than Sydney. We would anticipate that we'd have satellite events in different parts of Australia as well.
And beyond as well.
And so beyond.
It's supporting this area, and we forget that sometimes because we're just focusing on our own little corner.
Yeah, correct. No, definitely an Australian bid. This is about Australia as a whole and all of the different Pride organisations around Australia.
So who else is in the mix for a World Pride bid for 2023?
Sure. We're competing against two cities, so Houston and Montreal. And it's probably pretty fair to say that we're the underdog to Montreal. We know that they've been working on it for more than a year than we have, and they've had significant support from Trudeau. But we're definitely the underdog, but we love a challenge. And if anyone can rise to the occasion, it's Australia and Absolutely. It's certainly our community.
Absolutely. So what does it take to get a bid? Do you just have to have the total number of votes? How is it decided?
Sure. So the bid is voted on by the InterPride members. Now, okay. this is where we really need the help of the Australian Pride organisations and a call to action to all of our friends across Australia. You can only vote if you're an InterPride member. And you can become an InterPride member quite easily online, interpride.org. To become a member, there are three things. One, you have to be a not-for-profit. Two, you have to be an LGBTIQ organisation. And three, you have to have held a, quote, Pride event within the last 15 months. Now, the definition of Pride event might be a march, it might be a party, it would be a gathering of gays, if you will.
Oh, I have that all the time. One out of three so far.
Your house doesn't count, Dean.
So that's all it takes to be able to vote for Australia.
That's right. And membership fees, look, there are a raft of benefits for being a member of InterPride. Not only can you vote, but InterPride is the international organisation of prides. And what that means is that you can share information, you can be a part of a global network with a huge number of prides from across the world.
So when is it actually decided whether or not we get it?
A small contingent is going to Athens in mid-October, and what happens is in Athens, each of the candidate cities, so Montreal, Houston and ourselves, will pitch for 30 minutes and we put our best foot forward. We really need to capture the hearts and minds of those in the room and really show what our value proposition is for hosting it in Sydney. On the Sunday, the InterPride members then vote and we find out pretty much within 48 hours whether we've won or not.
Wow, it's that quick.
It is.
I mean, you were saying before, like being a Pride organisation, they're three pretty simple criteria. There'd be quite a few organisations that fit the bill for that are in our community.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's exactly the call to action that we're really asking of our Australian Pride friends. If you're a small Pride, whether it's a Bendigo Pride or a Shepparton Pride or a Midsummer, you can become a member. Membership fees are quite reasonable in that they're based on your turnover. Okay. What we really need is people to sign up. We need people to sign up so that they can then vote, because if you're not a member, you can't vote.
Would sporting teams be a part of that? Because if they're not-for-profit, they've held an event, that would fit the bill, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it would. So what we've spoken to, you know, we've spoken to the convicts already in Sydney.
Oh, great.
And so, again, this is a call to action to all of our friends across Australia. Please join up so that you can vote for Sydney, but more broadly Australia. This is an Australian event.
Absolutely. I mean, Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is Australia's biggest Pride celebration. It's huge, it's wonderful, but it's so exciting to have that become something, try to be something so much more in 2023. It was really exciting when it was announced that Sydney was going to be putting in the World Pride bid, but just like when we've got the Melbourne 2020 International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games here in Melbourne next February, it's so much more than just one state or one little celebration. Even Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is more than just in the city. We now see Pride celebrations happening all around New South Wales in conjunction with the parade. It's really wonderful to imagine that we could have a World Pride bid in Australia, and the support that we as a country could put behind that is really huge.
Yeah, that's right. And what we know at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras is that when people come to Sydney for that event, and we've done a lot of research on this, is that they often go to other places and other states to holiday. Australia is a bucket list destination.
Yes.
And certainly over that period, you know, midsummers in January and February, and then we have Mardi Gras, again, this is really about a regional pitch and a regional approach. So we're really seeking the help of all of the Australian Prides to really bolster up the support and let's beat Montreal and Houston.
Look, I love it. So where can we find out more about Sydney's pitch for World Pride 2023?
We can certainly find out on our website. So MardiGras.org.au. We've got all of the information on our website and you can certainly send us an email if you need anything more. But again, go to the Interpride site. You can go to the Interpride site via our website at Mardi Gras and join up and become a member. It takes 5 minutes, but if you're not a member, you can't vote for Sydney.
We're going to put all those details and that information up on our social media right now as well. But jump onto those websites, check out the bid. If you are an organisation that can become an Interpride member so that you can make a bid for Australia to host World Pride in Sydney in 2023, do it.
And what a party that would be, Dean.
Oh, what a celebration. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dean. Always a pleasure.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
That's right. Robbie and Tom, no relation, joining you this week through till 7 o'clock, filling in for Dean, who's on a sabbatical. That was a hard word to say. Sabbatical. I'll practice it a few times when we're off air.
Earning all those 50 cents words.
Thanks to Dean for that interview, which was fantastic.
That was really brilliant. And you know what? With the other cities, like, what, Montreal, like, too cold. Houston... Two country.
I know.
Bring it to Sydney.
Are you worried, though? My concern is, so it's a voting process we're talking about World Pride, the Sydney Gay and Lesbian bid for World Pride in 2030 seems a bit ahead of ourselves. are you worried, though, that most of the organisation voting are going to be like, too far to travel?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I think there's also just an issue of, like, nationalism with organisations. Everyone wants it to be in their country, in their, like, backyard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they should do, like, a Eurovision-type, like, you know, thing where you can only vote for other nations. Like, you can't vote for your own.
Oh, you reckon there's going to be some sort of EU alliance and we're not going to be... EU, there are no EU countries up. Canada and America. Texas, yeah. From America.
And so, I mean, think how many organisations they've got there. I think that's why, like, every organisation here in Australia, we need to get, like, a full, like, ACT UP style, unity and get every organisation signed up and voting.
It's a real shame, really, because there should be something that's a bit more representative. If we're talking about, maybe there should be, you know, lockouts for certain regions or something, you know, certainly we need to make sure that the Pacific region gets our turn.
I mean, we might find that we do get a lot of support from other Pacific nations or just from people who want a holiday to be like, sorry, I have to take 6 weeks off because I have to travel to Australia and we can only go by boat. So, bye.
I love what Kate was saying too about how good it would be to highlight some of the issues down here because, you know, there are still a lot of countries, you know, down here in the Southern Hemisphere where there are legal issues with gender and sexuality or, you know, cultural issues.
And I think now is the time where, like, there's a real focal point on some of the human rights issues around our region.
Mm.
And, I mean, even some of the stuff we're dealing with here in Australia, you know, it would be a great sort of trajectory to just keep going with that and to really get some movement.
Yeah. I think that would be super important. I think it would be really great to have that opportunity to shine a light on a global scale. And good on the organisers of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras to be thinking of these sorts of things already.
Yeah, no, they have been on it. And I think Kate has been a real champion of this right from the get-go. So, you know, while we're all trying to decide, you know, will I go to this after party? You know, how am I going to lose 10 kilos in time?
I know, right?
She is like, nope, 5-year plan.
Thank you. On the big issues. Yeah. Somebody has to do it for us. Very exciting. Next hour after 5 o'clock, Karen from Finance is going to join us.
I'm just hoping that she can sort out all the tips. You know, she might be out of office, but I am quite sure that she can just help me get my budget in order.
Look, I know she doesn't ever go very far from her calculator, so I'm sure that she will be able to do that. You are on Mad Wednesdays.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.